Frankincense. Frankincense essential oil is used for meditation, clarity, and purification. The woody scent is slightly spicy. Jasmine. Jasmine essential oil is used for meditation, clarity, and self-love. The scent is floral but clean. It has a green undertone. Lavender. As detailed in earlier chapters, lavender is a wonderful self-care oil and herb. It's used for relaxation with a sedative effect, for calm and sleep. Lemon. Lemon essential oil is used for happiness, clarity, joy, and purification. Sandalwood. A sweet woody scent, sandalwood is often used in spiritual traditions. Sandalwood essential oil is used for meditation, relaxation without a sedative effect, purification, calm, and clarity. Ylang ylang. A sweet floral oil, ylang ylang is used for relaxation and serenity. Aromatherapy blends for self-care. There are a variety of ways to incorporate aromatherapy into your self-care. The quickest and easiest way is to directly apply a dot of the blended oil onto your inner wrist, so that the scent and any physical benefits of the oils are immediately available to you. There are various forms of jewelry that carry scent, such as locket-type pendants or bracelets made of lava stone, a porous substance that absorbs drops of oil placed on it and slowly releases the scent through the day. Essential oils are very concentrated, which is why they're usually diluted in a carrier oil, such as sweet almond oil, jojoba oil, or grapeseed oil if you're going to be using them on the skin. Diffusion doesn't always require a carrier oil, so if you're mixing a blend for this kind of diffusion, in other words, if you're not going to be applying it to the skin, then you can omit the carrier oil in whatever recipe you're following. Make sure you label your blend and note if it includes a carrier oil. Diffusion is the process by which an oil is dispersed throughout an area. There are several ways to do this. Putting drops on a cotton ball and tucking it into a tiny zip-top bag allows you to carry it with you. Open the bag and bring it to your face, inhaling deeply. This is a great method to bring a blend with you on a plane or to work. You can add drops of oil to a small bottle of distilled water. Shake it, then spray it on sofas, beds, carpets, or just into the air to add fragrance to the room. Diffusion via steam is another simple method. Boil 1 to 2 cups water, transfer it to a bowl, and add drops of the oil to the water. The heat of the water will disperse the aroma through the area. You may be familiar with this method if you've ever draped a towel over your head and a bowl of steaming water, with or without a drop or two of eucalyptus oil, to help loosen congestion. Boiled cinnamon sticks, cloves, and orange peel at Christmas will make the house smell cozy. A candle diffuser is a small dish on top of a candle holder. Place a tablespoon or two of water into the dish and add drops of oil to it. The candle heats the water and oils, and the scent is released into the air. An electric diffuser does the same thing, only it uses electricity to heat the dish. A nebulizer breaks down the oils into smaller particles and diffuses them into the air. Nebulizers are also powered by an electric pump. A lovely, relaxing way to enjoy aromatherapy is in a bath. You can add a few drops of your chosen blend directly to the water after you have filled your bath, or mix them into a larger amount of carrier oil to make a bath oil. See Chapter 3 for bath oil recipes. Here are some magical blends that you can use in a diffuser, aromatherapy jewelry, or to dab on squares of cloth and tuck in various places. Some of these blends call for oils that weren't previously listed. If so, the associated magical properties are mentioned in the recipe. Gentle sleep oil. Place a dot of this blend on each temple and underside of the wrist before bed, or dab a bit on the edge of your bed near your pillow. Makes about 1 ounce. What you need. 1 tablespoon carrier oil. 10 drops lavender essential oil. 8 drops sandalwood essential oil. 5 drops ylang ylang essential oil. 1 ounce glass bottle with cap. Label and pen or marker. What to do. 1. Center and ground. 2. Mix the carrier oil and the other oil drops together in a small bottle, focusing on the goal of peaceful sleep as you do. Cap the bottle and hold it between your hands, saying, I charge you to bring restful sleep. May rest be deep. May I wake refreshed. So may it be. 3. Label the bottle. Happy House Oil. This is a terrific blend to use in a diffuser. Sweet orange and bergamot essential oils carry energies associated with happiness and health. This blend also vibrates with energies associated with purification. Makes about 1 ounce. What you need. 1 tablespoon carrier oil. 8 drops lemon essential oil. 8 drops sweet orange essential oil. 8 drops bergamot essential oil. 8 drops sandalwood or frankincense essential oil. 1 ounce glass bottle with cap. Label and pen or marker. What to do? 1. Center and ground. 2. Mix the carrier oil and other oil drops together in a small bottle, focusing on the goal of a happy house as you do. Cap the bottle and hold it between your hands, saying, I charge you to bring joyful vibrations to this home, that all who live and visit may be happy. So may it be. 3. Label the bottle. Mindfulness Oil Blend. This helps you focus on the immediate moment instead of getting your head stuck in the past or worrying about the future. Makes 1 ounce. What you need. 1 tablespoon carrier oil. 10 drops frankincense essential oil. 10 drops sandalwood essential oil. 5 drops jasmine essential oil. 5 drops clary sage essential oil. 1 ounce glass bottle with cap. Label and pen or marker. What to do? 1. Center and ground. 2. Mix the carrier oil and other oil drops together in a small bottle, focusing on the goal of mindfulness as you do. Cap the bottle and hold it between your hands, saying, I charge you to help keep my mind in the present, focused on the here and now. So may it be. 3. Label the bottle. Incense. Incense is a blend of herbs and/or resins that is placed on a piece of smoldering charcoal in a censer or other heat-proof dish to release scent and energy. Incense can be an offering, a way to produce energy sympathetic or supportive to a specific goal or purpose, or simply something to enjoy. Here are some general notes about incense. Make sure you have about 1 part resin to 1 part green matter. It lasts longer while burning, and the resin has a sweetness that balances the more acrid smell of the herbal matter. You can add a few drops of essential oil to your incense blend, but no more than a few. Saturating the herbal matter isn't recommended. Toss the mixture after adding the drops of oil, then put it in a container and seal it to keep the scent until you need to use the incense. Loose incense is burned on charcoal tablets sold for that purpose, available at ethnic grocery stores, New Age shops, or ecclesiastical supply stores. Hold the tablet with a pair of tweezers or small tongs and hold a flame to the edge. The charcoal will catch, and a series of small red sparks will run across it. After a short while, the surface of the charcoal will begin to glow red. Lay the tablet down gently on a bed of sand, fine gravel, or a metal mesh in a heat-proof bowl. When the tablet glows, take a pinch of your incense blend and sprinkle it on the charcoal. Smoke will begin to rise. Less is more. Too much incense on the tablet can smother it or produce a staggering amount of smoke that you'll have to deal with by opening windows to air out the room. Always have a small fire extinguisher, bottle of water, or bowl of sand nearby to put out the charcoal if necessary. Incense blends. Most of these use frankincense or copal as the resin component. Frankincense is an excellent all-purpose resin that possesses energies related to healing, purification, blessing, meditation, serenity, protection, love, and blessing. Golden copal is associated with purification, clearing blockages, blessing, joy, uplifting your mood, and fighting depression. There are different kinds of copal. Use the yellow copal, sometimes called golden copal, protium copal. White copal, Shoria javanica, can also be used, but it tends to be more expensive. to blend incense. Use a stone mortar and pestle to gently crush the resin if it is not in small granules. Don't grind too hard or the resin will start to melt and become gummy. Think of cracking the resins instead. Transfer the resins to a small jar or other container. Separately, grind the dried herbs or rub them between your fingers to crumble them. Add any drops of essential oil to the dried herbs, stir, then add the herbs to the container with the resins. Cap and shake gently to combine. Use 1/2 teaspoon incense at a time, no more. Serenity incense. 9 to 12 drops jasmine essential oil. 1 teaspoon frankincense resin. 1 teaspoon copal resin. 2 teaspoons white sandalwood powder. Grounding incense. 1 teaspoon patchouli. 1 teaspoon sandalwood, red. 2 teaspoons myrrh resin. 1 drop vanilla extract. Joy incense. 1 teaspoon dried lemon zest. 1 teaspoon dried orange zest. 9 to 12 drops bergamot essential oil. 2 teaspoons copal resin. 1/2 teaspoon ground ginger. Peace incense. 9 drops gardenia or ylang ylang essential oil. 1 teaspoon dried lavender. 1 teaspoon dried rose petals. 2 teaspoons frankincense resin. Healing incense. 1 teaspoon amber. 1 teaspoon copal resin. 1 teaspoon dried lemon zest. 1 teaspoon dried orange zest. The Witch's Book of Self-Care. Magical Ways to Pamper, Soothe, and Care for Your Body and Spirit. Was written by Erin Murphy Hiscock and read by Gabra Zachman. Editing and post-production by Like 2000 Pounds. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. The Witch's Book of Self-Care, Magical Ways to Pamper, Soothe, and Care for Your Body and Spirit, is available in print from Adams Media. Also available from Simon & Schuster Audio, The House Witch, your complete guide to creating a magical space with rituals and spells for hearth and home, written by Erin Murphy Hiscock and read by Gabra Zachman.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.